I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program is brought to you by Indeed.com. Happy Friday, everybody. Coming up at 7 o'clock, we have a pair of tickets for California's Great America. They're celebrating the Taste of Nolens Festival this weekend and next, so you can win tickets for that. Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. So Celebrity Trash is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose.
And Dublin.
It is Friday. Unfortunately, yesterday, you know, so we all have news alerts on our phones and everybody, you know, sees this stuff and then you run to Facebook and everybody's all over it. And it's just like things hit the world in waves now. Like it used to be you could almost shield yourself from it. You'd hear things or things would get talked about. But now it's just like something happens. The news gets it. Boom. The world knows. And it's just staggering. So yesterday, you know, you're sitting on your couch and the news hits your phone. Linkin Park singer Chester Bennington was found dead yesterday at his home in L.A. Looks like suicide by hanging himself in his bedroom either earlier that morning or Wednesday night. He was only 41 years old.
Yeah.
His body was discovered by a housekeeper at around 9 a.m. There aren't a whole lot more details on the scene. I've seen varying reports on whether some people are saying it's unclear if there was a suicide note. Other places are saying there was no suicide note.
That's what I saw. No note.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess that remains unclear, but a couple of fairly, you know, as tabloids go, fairly reliable sources are saying that it wasn't found. Although, you know, it's not like they were in the room. So who knows what they're withholding or, you know, what the family gets to know before the rest of us get hit with the wave of news.
And there was family, too. You have that. He had six kids.
Yeah, with two different women. So, yeah. And he had just left his wife the night before in, like, New Mexico or Arizona. Not left her as in this marriage is over, but had flown back. Because I guess they had a photo shoot in a couple hours. They're starting a tour. They were starting a tour.
About to start a big tour.
Next week.
Yeah, with Blink 182.
They had, I guess one of the guys in the band was on his way over to the house to pick him up for this photo shoot.
Oh, really?
And got there and was like, what's going on?
Wow.
I know. They're saying his death came as a shock to everyone. He just arrived back in L.A. on Wednesday, spent some time in Arizona with his wife, Talinda. They've been married 11 years. He has three kids with Talinda and three kids with his ex-wife.
And do you remember when we interviewed him, and I haven't listened back to it. I know that you reposted it yesterday.
Right.
But we got to interview.
He did a long secret show with us a few years ago.
And it was super fun and interesting. And his story, his rise.
It was amazing.
Basically, he was someone who was about to quit the music business when a record rep connected him with the guys in Linkin Park who were known as Zero, spelt with an X-E-R-O.
Mm.
Anyway, they got together and they became Linkin Park and the rest is history. Right. But he was done.
Yeah.
He's like, I'd been working a day job and doing shows at night. I remember all this because the show was, or that interview was riveting.
Him and I
have addiction in common. So that was something that I sort of, he's one of my fellows.
Yeah.
I bonded with him over that.
He's a dude who's had, you know, the thing is when you're a rock star too, it just, there's so much downtime as you travel and anything that you have a predilection for. Really? Opium? You got it. Let's find that for you. It's a very sad story. And as some additional details come out, it paints a really bleak picture.
I listened to the whole interview that
we did.
Yeah, it's really, really fun. So it's on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
He was with a different band at the time, right? Wasn't it like a side project? Because I remember there was another dude with him who was also a really fun guy. couldn't pull his name out of my ass if you had a gun to my head, but he... What was the name of the band? Do you remember who...
Was it Orgy? Does that sound right to you?
It doesn't, but...
I don't remember. I do know that there was another guy there.
Yeah, Ryan Chuck was the guy's name. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, and he's from two bands. One's called Julian K. The other one's called Orgy.
Yeah, I think this was their additional
side project called Dead by Sunrise.
Oh, okay. There
that
you
could
go.
Be it.
But we got the interview through our boss. Our boss was friends with him. So, and that was one of the things Yuzi and I, when she texted me, she said, you know, what had happened. And I was like, does Michael know? Because they're friends. I mean, or friendly at the very least, but I think more, even more than that. And she was like, I don't, were you gone at that point already?
From work?
From work.
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's, so I didn't know to, you know, you don't know how to, because of the information.
Right. Wave.
Wave that you were discussing earlier. I was like, do I text him? Mm-hmm. And she's like, I don't think we should. I don't know. And so we didn't. But anyway.
And there's a picture of all of us with him on the Alice Instagram. Mm-hmm.
He was delightful.
He was. He seemed, you know, it's funny, addicts are really good at seeming like they have it all together. And he'd actually, I want to say, I read something, one of the million things this morning, that he had been clean since 2011, he said.
Oh, so.
In 2011, he said he was sober, so I have no idea what, although what I also heard this morning was that there was a half-empty bottle of liquor in the room with him this when they found him yesterday.
See, that's normally, and I thought the same thing of... Well, I didn't know Chris Cornell did drugs, but when I heard that he'd had a problem with it in the past too, I went, oh, maybe he was struggling again. It seems hopeless. When you tell yourself you're going to quit something and then keep finding yourself doing it, you start, I can see why someone might go, this is my only way to stop this problem.
So Chester, if you're just joining us, Chester, and you haven't heard the news somehow, Chester Bennington of Linkin Park was found dead yesterday at his home in L.A. Looks like suicide. His death, the band was very surprised. At about the exact same time his body was discovered, they released a video for their latest song. Hold this for 1 second. That sounds like a montage. So,
seems like I'm on over there.
Okay. So this song that they released, it's just a new song from their new record, and they it's called Talking to Myself, and he had actually said that this song is written from my wife's point of view. So it becomes Talking to Myself because I'm saying all the things that she says to me. And some of the stuff that's in here is horrifying.
This is interesting.
I mean, it adds
what
a whole other layer.
What an interesting angle to write a song from.
Tell me what. So,
how
this
many
is...
of us haven't had our person say something where you're like, "That's how you see me."
This is all the stuff that she has said to him, trying to help him.
All right.
Tell me what I've got to do. There's no getting through to you. The lights are on, but nobody's home. You say I can't understand, but you're not giving me a chance. The truth is, you turn into someone else. You keep running like the sky is falling. I can whisper. I can yell. But I know, yeah, I know, I'm just talking to myself. Let me see. I admit I made mistakes, but yours might cost you everything. Can't you hear me calling you home? And obviously, you know, people will pick apart the lyrics to this, I'm sure. Okay, so this is the song.
So I don't have the new album yet, but one of the things I read, and this was weeks prior to yesterday... After they released the album, there was a lot of, or some, you know, everyone's got a Twitter and everyone's got a platform to be heard. And a lot of the fans did not like the new album or the new album's direction. And I'm sure we can find it, a rant from Chester about how, bleep you, you know, artists have to grow and expand and try new things. And he really lost it. And another artist... the lead singer from Slipknot wrote a note to Chester about, and he's like, do your art.
And don't read Twitter.
And just, you know, and it was neat to watch these two talking to each other through press releases as Chester went, you're right. Because the next one released back was, you're right. I got baited and I fell for it. And it's true. You release a record and it's everyone's to decide.
Right. But it's all you can do. And
but
that's...
it clearly got under his skin in a way that you'd go, you need to not be on social media, son.
It's very, you know, that's the thing about social media. I mean, it does keep us connected. There is some good that comes of it. But man, if you're...
An artist,
and you're sensitive about what you've put out there, and you see, I mean, it's so funny. We talk about this actually a lot on this show, how people write the nicest things.
Yeah.
Person after person loves the show, says just the most heartwarming, nice things about how, you know, we're their little radio family, the best friends they've never met. It's like those people didn't write, because you see one hater that says some pointed, mean thing. And that is it. It can ruin your day. I'm actually super glad. Like, Vinny reads most of the texts in here. I know you look at them the first. Mm-hmm. You're the first line you set. But man, sometimes you know you hear a bad one. It's just like, oh, or just some dumb mistake you made on the air. It's like, you know, I'm a human being.
Yeah.
You know, with feelings. I think people forget about that on social media, and they just say the cruelest things.
They're called. What did I hear?
Trolls?
No. They're called...
Jerkos?
Keyboard cowboys.
Oh. Well, I think part of it, and I could be totally wrong. This is just, you know, my feelings on the psychology of this. People write mean things to get your attention sometimes. Mm. And I think that, you know, what's the highest return that they can hope to get from that is a response from Chester Bennington or from us or from who, you know, whoever you're
sure.
saying some mean thing to. What you are actually looking for is recognition and response. And so I try to always think about that. Like, that person, if they would never say that to you in real life. They're probably the nicest person, but in their psychology somewhere, they need attention. Mm-hmm. And they would love it from
well,
you.
Well, and I also think sometimes, you know, you might read a comment from someone and maybe they didn't start it with, I love you, but that's really what they're saying. They took the time to write you. They bought your record. They've listened to it. So mm-hmm. really what someone who's commenting on Linkin Park's album is, I love you, but this isn't my favorite work you've done.
Right.
Maybe they didn't write it that nicely, but,
right.
you know.
It's like from English class, the U's understood. Put that over there. So just leave off the U.
This is the way
I love you, but.
This is the way I sort of see this having happened. So Chester is in the middle of a cycle of writing and recording an album. And then Chris Cornell kills himself. Mm-hmm. And apparently him and Chris were friends.
Very close. In fact, at 7 o'clock, I have like sort of an extensive breakdown on their relationship and how this might have affected. Because that's everywhere. Like, people are just drawing parallels. Yeah.
So that's
between
those
two. And it was his birthday yesterday,
right? It was his birthday yesterday.
Oh, it was.
He would have been 53?
Oh, I was thinking 51.
Yeah, I don't know. It was his birthday, though. Yeah. Actually, it was Santana's birthday, too. And happy birthday, Santana.
So I can see how he has this record cycle where they, whatever it takes to make a record, right. a year where they're doing that. And then Chris Cornell passes, and at the same time a record's being released, I'm telling you, he had a public meltdown over the response to this record. And then Chris passes. He sang Hallelujah.
He did. We have that. So he sang that at Chris's funeral 2 months ago, or however long ago
so
that was.
So all this stuff is sort of packed into a six-month period, and I don't know if he was using again or not, but who knows where that put him to.
Right.
And that may have all led to yesterday.
About 10 years ago, he said he considered committing suicide because he was abused as a child by an older male friend. He said it happened between the ages of 7 and 13 and was violent by the end. He has struggled with a lot of drugs over the years, opium, crack, cocaine, meth, and LSD. He also has said that he was a raging alcoholic. In 2011, he said he was sober. And then it goes on to detail the history of Linkin Park. 2013, he was the singer for Stone Temple Pilots, replacing Scott Weiland, who at the time had been kicked out of the band. He left STP on good terms in November of 2015 to go back to Linkin Park, and 1 month after that, Weiland died of an overdose. They were launching a tour next Thursday. He hadn't been isolated from his family or the band. If he was struggling, he was doing a good job of hiding it. Everyone is surprised. All the reaction stuff is people just, what happened? So, in case you're just joining us, Chester Bennington of Linkin Park is gone. He has committed suicide, it would appear. And we'll talk more about it at 7 o'clock. In other news yesterday, other things you can't escape because they're everywhere and all over your news feed. O.J. Simpson got his parole. And if you watched any of it, I actually tuned in. I guess I tuned in just at a bad time because this dude was droning on. It was the actual guy that he took the stuff from.
Oh, yeah. He showed.
Yeah, he was. Let me see if I can find his
name.
Starts
with a B. Blower?
I'm not seeing it here. I'm sure it's in here and I'm just not seeing it. But anyway, that guy was just droning on and on about how much he loves OJ and he never stole anything from him. And so there was a 4-man parole board in Carson City, Nevada, and they voted unanimously to set him free. Ironically, one of the reasons they cited was his lack of prior convictions. So after serving 9 years of a 33-year sentence for kidnapping and armed robbery, he'll be a free man in October. I don't know why they don't just turn it around. Maybe they have to help you kind of put it together before you can get out.
Maybe. The dude's name is Bruce Fromong.
Thank you. That is the dude. And I watched about 15 minutes and just went, okay, I'll just read my news feed later. The hearing, of course, it completely ignored the fact that OJ murdered two people. They had to, because in the eyes of the law, he didn't. But it did lead to some interesting sound bites from OJ. Like, I've always been a guy that pretty much got along with everyone. Yeah. I've basically spent a conflict-free life. So, the murder aside, there were multiple domestic violence charges and incidents. To me, not a conflict-free life, but, you know, I'm super judgy and kind of an a-hole. Nobody's ever accused me of pulling a weapon on them. That is because you did it really, really well. They weren't around to accuse you afterward. I'm not a guy who lived a criminal life. I'm a pretty straight shooter. I'd just like to get back to my family and friends, and believe it or not, I do have some real friends. Well, the Bruce Fromong guy, I guess, is one of them. He was like, I hope we're friends after this.
Yeah.
If you need a ride home from jail, I'll do it for you.
He was, really.
Yeah.
I read that.
And I'll take that $50,000 you gave me to testify.
Right.
In the story, they're business partners.
Right.
They're going to go right back to work.
OJ's 48-year-old daughter, Arnell, I guess Sydney and Justin are real estate agents in Florida.
Mm.
And TMZ did run into Justin, but he was evasive and got out of there. I'm sure that, you know, they were asleep in their mom's apartment when this all went down, or condo, whatever it was. So his 48-year-old daughter, Arnell, said her dad is her best friend and her rock. And, of course, Twitter went crazy on it, and everybody's yapping about it. The Bronco is going to go back on the auction block.
Nah.
I know. His white Ford Bronco is currently in the Alcatraz East Crime Museum in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. His former sports agent, Mike Gilbert, owns the Bronco. He's never really been interested in selling, but basically only because the offers weren't good enough. He always considered it an investment, and they say this might be the perfect time to sell high. He's been offered as much as $250,000 for the white Bronco in the past, turned it down right away. His target price is in the $1 million range. And now that parole's been granted, they're saying he can probably get it.
Really?
Yeah.
One of the things that people are wondering now, because there's still an endless desire to see all things OJ, both things that came out last year, the TV recreation starring Cuba and the documentary, both of them were huge hits.
Right.
Both of them were award-winning hits.
Yep.
So people are expecting, why wouldn't you put him on TV?
Right.
Everyone wants to watch this guy. And it's like disgusting, and yet.
I'm out of time now, but I have a breakdown on his finances.
Yeah.
I assume that if he doesn't do a lot of that stuff, it's only because he doesn't want to pay the Goldman family. His retirement, we talked about this yesterday, that is completely protected. It's about $25,000 a month between, he gets money from SAG because he did plenty of stuff on screen, but he also gets NFL money. So he gets about $25,000 per month, and that is totally protected. So anything that he earns, signing autographs unless he gets cash for them,
right?
Or TV appearances or whatever else he might get paid for. I believe that money goes to the Goldmans. He owes them something like $33 million.
Well, and he's a dude who loves to golf. So why leave the golf course if anything you go do is going to be taken from you?
Right. I don't want to work for that guy.
And $25,000 a month is pretty good.
Sure. You can live on that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not $2,500. You're saying
$25,000 a month. That's, you know.
He's rich.
He is rich. He can get himself a car. I guess he's going to move to Florida. Or that's where he plans to
right,
set
well,
up.
Right. Well, there's a tax thing there, right? As in no tax.
I don't think that there is state income tax.
Right. That's why people want to go play sports there.
And he'll go play golf and not earn any money. He's 70 years old. All right, what's coming from the news?
Elon Musk is coming up in the news. Also, PDAs after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. That's Linkin Park. As you've probably heard, Chester Bennington of Linkin Park committed suicide yesterday. We've been talking about that. We'll continue to talk about that this morning. But remember, it is still Friday. Count your blessings. Look around you. Love the people that are in your life and that love you back. Be square with everyone and power on. This part of the program is brought to you by Go-Go Squeeze. You can watch this show.
Yeah.
We have cameras in here. We all look freaking fantastic.
Fine-tuned machine happening.
Yeah.
Wearing our gowns.
On our
well,
website.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we get our hair and makeup done every morning before the show and put on a nice outfit. You're not watching us? Come on. Go to RadioAlice.com/watch. That takes you right to the Looking Glass and you can check us out over here. Things are so different today. Kids have turned down snack time trades because of Go-Go Squeeze. All natural. It's just 100% orchard fresh apples and other wholesome fruit. Kids love it, and so will yours. Go Squeeze.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Call 855-JUMPSTART to get a jump on summer and a healthier you. Here's what's happening.
Right.
I'll mention it real quick just because it is big news. Chester from Linkin Park is dead. He killed himself yesterday. We'll have a full report in the celebrity trash, and we've already talked about it once.
We talked about it already for an hour.
This morning, so I'll move on to something else. Elon Musk. You love this guy.
What's my baby up to now?
Well, you know, I guess what he's up to is when this dude tweets about something, when he says something on his Twitter, he's not just blowing smoke out
his ass fart.
Right. Like, he's really, it's happening, he's doing it, and you should
pay attention,
everybody. Probably pay attention, because he's making profound leaps forward on this Hyperloop thing. And meanwhile, we're all like, yeah, whatever, right. But if you can imagine what it would be like to have this Hyperloop take you from L.A. to New York at 700 miles per hour.
Yikes.
Boom. How fast do planes fly?
Oh, faster than that.
Oh, faster than 700?
I think so. Let me see.
Well,
fast do planes fly is the question.
Because when you think about it, that would actually, what is it like? If it's, I guess it would be like a 4-hour trip. What is it, like 2,800 miles across the country? 3,000 miles?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is 3,000 miles.
So 747 flies at 600.
Mm-hmm. No, well, thank you. I'm
so you're saying
I just
it's shooting
pulled up
you,
for me, too.
This thing is shooting you faster than a plane would fly you. Mm-hmm. That is flipping awesome. And you're in a tube. Like, nothing's going to happen. Come on.
Stuff can happen.
No, nothing can happen. Stop it.
Here's what it looks like. I went to the Have you been to the Hyperloop website?
Well, when he first... Remember he suggested this a few years ago and said, I'm not going to build it, but here's what it would look like. Yeah, it looks like a kind of like a sleek bus, like an aerodynamic bus with no wheels and tube shaped. So I guess a bunch of people get on this thing and it rockets you across the country and you're there. His latest one is going to be underground. Is that the...
This is underground. This is what they're doing right now. They're bored. So that's the point.
Okay,
so
tell
what?
Me,
We've all heard my bright ideas. I throw stuff out there on the radio and then never think of it again. Mm-hmm. You know, the growling underwear or whatever.
Sure.
So I guess I just think that's what everybody does, right? I figure Elon's had some drinks, he's tweeting out ideas, and then he just never thinks of it again.
Right.
But instead, no, he's got websites built. He's put someone in charge of getting the rights to the name and the
Hyperloop.
They're working on it. So the Boring Company has already begun digging the tunnel from LA. That started in June.
This is LA to New York.
This is the LA to New York.
Where does it start? Are they built?
I don't have all the details, Sarah. I don't have time to get every minute of this, but I did do as much research as I could. I pulled up their website, and they're saying here they now have a verbal agreement to also do New York to D.C.
This is fantastic.
Which they'd be able to do in under half an hour.
Can you imagine? That's about a 3.5-4 hour drive, and to be able just. You walk down to the Hyperloop, boom, you're at a meeting a half an hour later, boom, you're back up in New York.
It's incredible.
It is incredible. I wonder what it's going to, I mean, it's great.
Well, think about it.
What is it going to cost?
It clears up airports.
Sure. Oh, my God. People who hop, I mean, can you imagine if they took the San Francisco to L.A. route and did that and you could get there in half an hour or an hour? That would, you know, people hop on commuter flights constantly. That's what we do all day, all the live long day, back and forth. I mean, Hooman must do 2 commuter flights to LA a week.
You're going to do one today.
I am. I'm doing one today. So,
yeah.
And you're doing one on Sunday.
Right.
So it's a quick flight, but if you could just show up at the Hyperloop tube and pop on and be down there an hour later and be back home for dinner.
I would absolutely do it. The thing that sucks about flying there and back is security and parking.
Yeah.
And
well, there'll probably be security and parking.
Are you going to take an
Hyperloop.
Uber to the airport?
I am.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
Yeah, unless you feel like driving me.
Well, busy guy.
I know.
Tesla and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk announced that one of his other projects, the tunneling and infrastructure firm known as The Boring Company, has now received a verbal government agreement or approval to build an underground Hyperloop from New York to Washington, D.C.
How far down do they have to go to
I do not know.
It's just incredible.
Musk says the Hyperloop, a supersonic speed mode of transportation that he first proposed in 2012, would be able to travel between the two cities in under 30 minutes, as well as make stops in Philly and Baltimore.
Jesus. It's incredible.
And again, the idea is to do this from L.A. to New York, and they've already started digging for that.
Where are they at? I just want to know where is the drop-off point, and are they seriously tunneling under the whole country, or are they going to go above ground for a lot of the plain states? You don't need to tunnel. There's plenty of, just go on top.
Hyperloop has one test they've described as their Kitty Hawk moment.
Oh.
That was a test they did at 70 miles per hour, which is a tenth of the 700 plus miles per hour target speed.
Right.
But they are truly working on this. So I thought it was a really good story to report because you could easily be missing this. This is going to happen.
Mm. So exciting.
Maybe
Thank you,
it
Elon.
Won't be something that you and I will get to use with any regularity, but our kids will jump on a Hyperloop to get to New York and have some pizza.
You know what's crazy, too, is that if this thing happens and it's successful, once the main corridors are established, it's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. Like the whole, it'll be international. You'll be able to go from New York to London in 3 hours. On the Hyperloop. I mean, it's going to be incredible. Thank you, Elon Musk, for being one of the smart guys. Thank God for people like him.
Really?
Oh, just, they were all like us. We're just a bunch of dingbats. Like, do you think we could put a radio station on the air? I don't think so. Bryn might be able to.
Yeah, Bryn's pretty good.
But, it takes a team of smart people.
Yeah.
Figure stuff out, and then we all put it to use.
Let me ask you about your threshold for PDAs. What do you feel is... the line.
Well, how old am I in this scenario?
You're you, right now.
Oh, right now? I prefer to not see people making out or groping. It kind of grosses me out. But I don't mind it in a movie, I guess, which isn't really the same. I think that a kiss and hug is fine. I'd be very uncomfortable. Actually, Tommy Igoe, you're totally guilty of this. He's with this hot new chick that he's going to marry. Erin, I love her. I don't love her the way he does,
oh,
though.
Speaking of Tommy Igoe.
Oh, no, no, no. Don't,
we're
don't,
locked
no, no,
in
no,
for
don't,
Christmas, everyone.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Yep, we're doing it. It's months and months and years
What's
away.
Happening?
You have all that time to worry about it, huh?
No, I'm not worried about
what's
it. It's the same song as last year. There's no update. We're going to do another Christmas show.
Where
Sarah
are
and
stuff
oh,
like
it's
that.
The best
ruin
news.
Christmas again.
No, where? Please.
So anyway, Tommy and this fiance of his, Erin, they, especially after a few drinks, they get a little bit gross. Like there's a little bit too much said. And a little bit, and I'm just like,
oh,
just,
back and forth to each other?
Just, yeah, they're a pretty hot couple right now. You know, they've only been together a little while. And they're like all
stage.
Over each other, and sometimes they'll like kiss and keep kissing, and you're just like, oh my God, please stop kissing. I gotta go. Wait, it's my house. Can you guys go?
Wait, it's my house. Most people are pretty good with, you know, an arm around you.
Sure.
Holding hands in public seems fine.
Yeah.
Affectionately touching your significant other on the dance floor seems appropriate.
Okay, sure.
We start to drop at playing footsie, seeing some of that happen.
Well, it's one thing to have a leg or a foot rubbing against somebody else's leg, but things can get pretty ugly pretty fast with footsie. And I don't need to see your O face, okay?
You don't.
No, I don't, Hooman. Do you? I mean, aren't you a little bit bummed out if people around you are just, like, semi-going at it?
No, I think it's funny.
You do?
Yeah, you don't?
No.
No. In fact,
you guys are so mature and sophisticated.
That's true.
Where I live
that is true.
In San Jose, you know where we had the squatter?
Yeah.
it was right next to the high school.
Oh.
And so every day at 3 o'clock, the kids would get out, and that was like... It was a makeout party all along Snell and Santa Teresa. The kids just stop wherever, an electrical box or a tree. Well, they're making out. They're practically at third base on the side of the road. And you're just like, oh, God, I got to start doing my errands either earlier or much later. This is gross. So actually, as you said, how old am I or whatever?
Right.
That's what I thought of is, oh, the kids are the worst about it.
They are. Well, they're just the walking hormone packs.
But I do think it's also just that new love thing, as you mentioned, sure. Tommy or anyone, where you just get a little touch might start that fire.
That we know is happening later tonight.
Right.
Once we ditch this party.
Aggressively making out in public for sure is out.
Yeah, that is out. I agree.
What?
I think they're givens, but some people, it's like the people you were talking about, the couple that was like, I can't remember, they were in front of a bank or something yesterday, just doing it.
Right.
And like in broad daylight, people are walking by like,
Yeah.
What was the charge? Like aggressive showing of private parts?
Well, they were yelling at the policeman
sexual organs.
They yelled at the policeman who just tried to break it up.
Right.
He was trying to be nice. Break it up.
Or the couple who was on the plane and turns out they just met.
Yeah.
And she gets on there and you know, when you're
that
sitting in someone's
unbelievable.
I know,
he had a pregnant wife at home who sees him with his dumb tattoo. So there's no question it's him. He's with a lady.
Yep.
He just met.
She is sitting in the seat next to him, just flips herself over. So now she's facing backwards. She's looking at everybody's face. You know how if you're facing backwards on the plane, you can see everybody. So they're all seeing her O face.
People are videoing, taking pictures.
Well, they ask, well, they were going to Ibiza, which is apparently a big party spot.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I took a pill in Ibiza.
Yeah. But they asked everybody for a condom. Anybody got a condom? So they were planning, you know, they were doing a show.
Well, everyone. It clearly had started at a bar somewhere and brought it onto the plane.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 707 says, I love the new Linkin Park album. I don't understand why people are so negative about it. because it's not a duplicate of the album they love,
right?
Whichever one that was.
Which it never was going to be. It's always hard to hear new music from a band that you really love. I find I always hope that I'll like it, and you know, you're always like, that kind of reminds me of, or it's not until you listen to songs a few times just in their own right that you start to really have an appreciation for them.
Sure. And I don't want to compare. If Iron Maiden came out with some dramatically changed format of music, I for sure would be upset with them.
Right.
I don't think I'd write them.
Like, this isn't you.
But I, you know, if Rush had changed their sort of signature sound
or
and
AC/DC
done something, right,
put a fourth chord in there,
you'd go,
"What is happening?
Come on!"
Right.
So I mean, I guess I get it. People love you.
Yeah.
They can only be disappointed because they love you so much. So maybe look at it that way.
Right.
But it did bum the dude out, and I think we're going to hear some of that in the upcoming Celebrity
Trash. Yeah. We're okay. Also going to, you know what, I want to keep, it is Friday after all.
Right.
I still want to have a freaking party.
Yeah.
So we're going to do we'll do the montage too coming up. Oh, and that's what's coming up next on Alex.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.